Samira, reporting in from the known as illegal march on Ottawa, which is taking place between June 18th and 25th. Today is June 21st, day four of the march. We are heading westward towards Ottawa. Today is one of the longest days of the march, and I have here with me two marchers who have been participating, and I'm going to just see how their day has been going. So first off, Shula, could you just tell me about what the spirit of today is and how the marchers are doing so far?
The spirit is pretty good overall. Everyone seems to be very energetic so far. We've had a couple of short stops, but everyone seems to be doing quite well.
Okay. And could you tell us a little bit about the general assemblies that have been taking place to decide on some of the logistical points of the march?
A couple of times we stopped, but today we stopped at, we had a general assembly at lunch. I think previous to today, they've been in the evening. So we just get together and people bring up points to discuss the various logistics, and then we discuss them and vote. And yeah, it's been going pretty well so far as work.
We also have with us Scott Weinstein, who is part of the medic crew and who has been taking lots of care of the scratches and bumps and bruises, especially on people's feet. Scott, could you tell us how your work has been progressing as the days wear on?
Oh, it's actually been quite minor. Nothing more than you would expect from people who were just going on a long, long walk, and you know, just a few blisters here and there. And I'm always reminded of the fact that, you know, we have the luxury of stopping whenever we want to. We have clean socks for everybody. We have had sunscreen. In comparison to so many refugees, even today, who have to flee and walk, you know, many, many miles for their safety without any food, any clean water, no medical care. Sometimes they're barefoot. You know, people die along the way. Currently, I mean, we know what happened a few weeks ago in Uzbekistan. It was horrible. Things have happened recently in Central America and Colombia. Refugees have to flee without any of the luxuries that we have. So we got it pretty good. Having said that, since it's our option to walk and not we're forced to, we do want to make sure that people are comfortable. And by and large, I think folks are relatively well taken care of. And like Shula just said, the spirit's pretty good. And, you know, I think we're happy to be part of this.
Now, there's been some discussion about the pace of the march. Obviously, there's a particular route that and plan that we have to get to Ottawa by Saturday. What do you think, Scott, about sort of the pace that we're going at right now, and what are the issues that have come up around pace?
Yesterday, we were walking at a fairly fast clip, and we covered a lot of ground in a decent amount of time. But afterwards, some of the folks, especially some of the older folks, I mean, we have a few people in their 60s who are marching with us, thought the pace was too fast. And so at the General Assembly, people voted to walk slower today. Unfortunately, it's you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because we're walking at a slower pace, we're out in the hot sun on the asphalt much longer. And so what we decided this afternoon was that because we're walking slower, we're taking longer out there. So we're walking faster now. And those that are having trouble keeping up, you know, can take rests for as long as they want in one of the many passenger vans or cars that are, you know, part of the support team accompanying us. So we don't want people to suffer. And at the same time, if it's you know, possible, we want to avoid you know, the effects of the hot weather and the sun.
One last question regarding the way that food and some of the other volunteer tasks are being coordinated. Shula, can you just tell me logistically how the food situation has been going so far, and how people who haven't been who haven't been organizing with Solidarity Across Borders, how are people stepping in and volunteering and taking up tasks during the march?
Well, in Montreal, the People's Potato has been providing food and will be providing food for the entire march. There's rotating shifts of people in Montreal cooking, and the food so far has been very good. There's been tons of food, no problems with food and water at all. Plentiful, filling, actually better than I make sometimes. So it's been quite good.
Okay, so just one final word on that note about food. One thing that people in Montreal can do to plug in and help out with this march, if they're unable to come and actually do the march with us, is help out with the cooking of the food. The People's Potato, which is a collective kitchen that runs out of Concordia University, is coordinating the food making for the entire march, and they are in dire need of volunteers. So if you're able to, even for a couple of hours or for the whole day, help out at the People's Potato, that would be great. The number you can call is 848-7583, and from there you can get more information about how to plug into that. But basically just go to the People's Potato kitchen, which is located on the 7th floor of the Hall building at Concordia at the corner of Maisonneuve and Guy.
Obviously, we're doing this for the rights of refugees and immigrants, and we really do want people to put pressure on Parliament, especially Minister of Immigration Joe Volpe. Let them know that, you know, Montreal and everybody listening to CKUT, you know, supports their rights. And so if you can, like, people can call up, write letters, do what you can to support them while we're out here in the countryside. That'd be great.
This is Samira reporting from the Known as Legal March on Ottawa on day 4.